If you look at the most successful, wealthiest, sophisticated families and organizations in the US and in the world, generally speaking, they don't only do or own value-add deals. They invest across the board in multiple asset classes, from distressed. Some of them do not like distressed assets, but they definitely have a mix of value-add, core, and core plus.
Let's get ready to scale.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Ready to Scale. I'm Ellie Perlman, your host, broadcasting from sunny and beautiful California. All right, guys. Before we get started, and today we're going to talk about rethinking value add deals in a down market. Wanted to just give a little bit of a background for those of you who, if you've been listening for a while and you don't know who we are. I am the owner of Blue Lake Capital, and we are owners and operators of multifamily assets across the US. We've done about $1 billion in transaction volume, and we've bought and sold multifamily assets across the US, mainly around the Sun Belt region. And today I'm going to talk about value add as a strategy and rethinking that strategy in today's market, in a down market. We have been investing with LPs, limited partners, passive investors, which are doctors, attorneys, tech executives, business owners, other real estate investors, and many of them love value add. And I also love value add. So just in a, kind of a little bit of context as to what value add really means when it comes to multifamily. Value add deals are deals that essentially requiring the owner, the buyer of a new deal, to add some value to the deal. So if you think about it as a scale, you have on one side of it, you have core deals. And core deals are brand new buildings. You do not need to renovate or put any money towards, you don't need to do anything to the asset to improve it. Usually that those assets charge high rents and they attract very high quality, highly paid tenants. On the other side of that spectrum is these are distressed assets, so they present some opportunities for buyers with higher tolerance for risk. And essentially, when it comes to those type of assets, the new buyer is going to buy an asset that has very low occupancy, high bad debt, or high crime, and they're willing to put a lot of money into the asset to infuse it with capital. And usually, there's not much income in the first year to 3 years. But then the plan is to buy an asset at a certain discount, which is not really a discount because you're paying for you're getting what you're paying for, and you're if. If the buyer likes to play in that field, they improve the asset and slowly or quickly grow the NOI, net operating income, until the asset increases in value, and then they exit the asset. They exit the deal and they sell it for a profit. In between, you have core plus and value add. So value add, and this is what we mainly focus on at Blue Lake, these are essentially deals that it's maybe it could be class C or B. We like B assets, which are newer assets. They've been around for, 15, 20, 25 years. And you're, as the new buyer, when we buy value add deals, we have a very healthy CapEx budget. It could be $2 million, could be $8 million and $10 million. And that money is being allocated to the asset to improve the curb appeal. So you can use it to do some tree trimming, resurfacing the parking lot, maybe adding more amenities, buying a new pool furniture, maybe renovating the pool. And the other side, the other part of it, a value add is mainly goes and being allocated towards unit renovations. And so usually it could be, I had assets that we've only invested $2,500 per unit, and some assets that we are investing $15,000 per unit. So it really depends on the asset and the ability of the tenant base to pay premiums that would make it worth it. And when, during a value add deal, you once a tenant leaves, then you bring the team to renovate the unit. It takes about 2 to 3 weeks. And then mainly what we do, we rip up the carpet, we put forward flooring, we change the lighting to more modern lighting, we touch up, of course, or paint, usually two-tone paint. We change the countertops. Sometimes we're lowering the bar in the kitchen to make it look more modern. You bring a new cabinetry, or you paint the doors and the boxes depending on how what the shape is, what the cabinetry, how old the cabinetry is and how much work it needs. And so you're essentially renovating the unit so you can then lease the unit, put it back in the market and lease it for $150, $200, $300, $500 more. So that's value add. Next to it, between value add and core deals, there are core plus deals. And core plus deal is essentially that's it's an asset that is relatively new, so it's B plus to A minus, but it needs a little bit more work. So maybe you need to invest $1,000 or $1,500 just to, or maybe the unit is beautiful, but the lighting package, the lighting is old, and the cabinetry is kind of espresso color, and you want to make it more modern. So, either white or gray or whatever color is in fashion. Usually, it takes 3 to 5 years for anything to for any trend to change. So, there's a little bit of work to do. It could be that you're going to say, well, it's a beautiful asset, it's relatively new, but I want to add Amazon lockers and charge a fee, and I want to add a tech package, which is usually a Nest thermostat, and charge $30, $35. So it's there's very little to do, but it still generates some additional income to push the NOI. So in today's market, many sponsors are rethinking whether value add is a strategy they would like to keep pursuing. And there are two reasons for why there's a need to rethink that strategy. One, as you all know, the cost of labor and materials have gone up. It went down a bit since COVID hit, with the disruption to the supply chain, with much of the materials coming from China. That definitely impacted the prices of the unit renovation. So any deals that were bought before COVID, and there was a budget for each unit, sometimes the cost went up 20, 30, 40% because nobody could have foreseen, at least nobody that I know could have foreseen COVID. And the increase in materials and labor, also because of the stimulus checks, people did not want to go. Many people just decided to stay home and not work. And so everything went up, and that impacted the ability to actually renovate. And since then, the costs have gone down, but not to pre-COVID numbers. So right now, some sponsors are rethinking whether they would like to continue investing in value add deals and allocating more money to unit renovations for that reason. The other part of that discussion is happening because of the softening in rent growth across the board. And I've mentioned it before, year over year, there's still rent growth. It's just very, very moderate. It's about 0.5% on average in the US. So there's some markets with negative rent growth, meaning rents are going down. Some markets where rents are pretty much flat, and some markets where rents are actually growing, and there's growth there, which is the markets we want to be in. And so if you're buying an asset in a market with flat rents or with negative rent growth, then it would be very hard or harder to renovate units and put them back in the market and charge $200, $300 premiums in a market that rents are not moving up. It's going to be easier if rents are going up in a certain market to actually get those premiums. Now, in the last 5 years, 7 years, it was easier to do it because rents went up 20, 30, 40, 50%. And so, if you just turned a unit, meaning you did a little bit of touch up, made it look fresh, and put a new tenant in after the old tenant left, you could have gone 10, 15%, no problem. If you wanted to renovate, sometimes you could get 40, 50% rent increase.
Ready to Scale is brought to you by Blue Lake Capital, where we hunt down the best multifamily investment opportunities that we can find and invite investors to join in with us. We target Class B value-add multifamily properties across the Sun Belt. Our CEO, Ellie Perlman, invests a substantial amount of capital into every deal. This means our interests are aligned with yours. If you're an accredited investor looking to expand your portfolio and diversify sponsors, be sure to visit us at bluelake-capital.com. Blue Lake Capital, be bold, be extraordinary, and keep moving forward.
Right now, it's much harder to get to hit those numbers. And so some operators are rethinking that, whether it actually makes sense to buy value add because it's much harder. It's not impossible, it's much harder to get those rent premiums. So and those premiums are justifying the investment in a value add deal in unit renovation. So it doesn't mean that it does not make sense, but I'm making the argument that even though it still makes sense to buy and invest in value add deals in some markets, it also makes sense to start looking at core plus and core deals, which do not require a lot of CapEx money, because there's not much to do there from a renovation standpoint, from a value add standpoint. And so when you're looking at value add versus core plus, many of our investors are used to value add. It was very popular in the past decade. That's what they know, and that's what they see the value and the potential coming from. But if you look at the most successful, wealthiest, sophisticated families and organizations in the US and in the world, generally speaking, they don't only do or own value add deals. They invest across the board in multiple asset classes, from distressed. Some of them do not like distressed assets, but they definitely have a mix of value add, core and core plus. Now, I'm not an investment advisor. I keep saying it whenever I remember to say it. So this is just my opinion and my observation as someone who's been in real estate for a few decades now. I started my career as a real estate attorney, then transitioned to a property manager for a large energy company, and then transitioned when got an MBA, and then transitioned to the investment side, which is where I am today. And so my message is essentially to start looking. You can keep, of course, investing in value add, but start looking into other asset classes. And core and core plus could be very interesting. It also a way to mitigate risk because you don't need necessarily premiums to justify returns. So of course, it's a lower risk, but also lower returns. So if you're looking at value add versus core plus, when it comes to returns, there are two main metrics you can look at. One is cash on cash, the other one is IRR. From the cash on cash standpoint, the difference between the two type of investment strategies are maybe a point, maybe a point and a half. So usually we see 5, maybe 6% cash on cash on value add deals. With core plus, we see 4 to 5%. Then when it comes to IRR, we when on value add deals, we see 12 to 13, 13.5%, 14% if we're lucky. And for core plus, we essentially see 10 to 11, maybe 12%. So there's, you know, 1 to 2 point difference when it comes to cash on cash and IRR, but of course, it also means lower risk. And the risk is lower with core plus deals for two reasons, maybe three. One is core plus deals are newer buildings, newer projects, and they're usually built in strong areas. That's one. The second reason is that also, you know, those newer buildings are charging higher rents, so that attracts better tenants. So you're not going to deal with a lot of bad debt and collection issues. And the third reason is that those deals don't require equity, a significant amount of equity to be allocated towards deferred maintenance and CapEx projects and renovations. And they're usually not reliant on a heavy increase in NOI due, as part of the renovation plan and premium collection to justify the returns. So just keep all of that in mind. We're definitely at Blake, we're definitely looking at value add deals still today, but we're also looking at core and core plus deals because we understand the need and the importance of diversification. And diversification is not just to invest in different different markets to spread the risk and lower it a bit, but it's also across investment strategies. So that's just important to keep in mind. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. So if I were to sum up the discussion today about value add, it's still attractive. There's still deals that absolutely make sense, especially those deals that you can see that the owner that is selling the asset is still renovating and getting premiums. But in some markets, it does not make sense. So adding to your portfolio deals that have essentially a core plus strategy is actually smart investment decision. Again, I'm not an investment advisor, but that's what I would like to do to my own portfolio. And that way you can spread out the risk and be more prepared when things shift again. And it's also very interesting to see as an investor how your investment is performing with value add versus, you know, core plus. It will give you a lot of education, a lot of experiencing different types of investments. And it's not a bad thing to invest in a less risky investment, in a more conservative investment, even if it means that you're losing 1 or 2 points when it comes to yield and returns. That's it for today, guys. I hope that added value to you. If you can please leave us a review, leave us some comments, and rate us, that would be highly appreciated. We work really hard to create content, but think about the things that you would like to hear. And we would love to get your support and hear what you have to say and what you think. That's it, guys. Be strong, stay positive, and I'll see you on the next episode.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.